Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Senator Kamala Harris has repeatedly said she took on the big banks as California's attorney general during the nation's foreclosure crisis. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols examined Harris's record and has this fact check.
Harris makes this statement about going after the big banks during high-profile moments, including last week when she accepted the nomination to become Joe Biden's running mate. She said the same thing during the kickoff to her own presidential run last year.
We went after the five biggest banks in the United States. We won $20 billion for California homeowners.
Consumer advocates such as Kevin Stein say Harris did play a key role. In 2012, she helped negotiate a $25 billion national mortgage settlement, which provided relief for people at risk of losing their homes. That same year, she helped push through the California Homeowner Bill of Rights, which Stein says became a national model.
At the time, we thought it was the strongest foreclosure prevention law in the country.
Despite these accomplishments, advocates say the relief Harris secured did not go far enough. They also note the foreclosure crisis was well underway before Harris took office as attorney general in 2011. UC Berkeley housing researcher Carolina Reed says politicians in California and nationwide did not act fast enough.
By the time policymakers were thinking about homeowner relief and talking about the settlement, a significant share of Black and Latinx households had already lost their homes to foreclosure because they were the first impacted. They were the ones that were most impacted by subprime lending.
In the end, we found Harris did achieve some success in taking on the banks. What's missing from her statement, however, is the fact that hundreds of thousands of Californians had already lost their homes by that time. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
The latest on the wildfires around the Bay Area as of last night, with the SCU Lightning Complex burning in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus County. So far, 590 square miles have burned. The good news is it's 50% contained. The LNU Lightning Complex burning in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano County has burned 586 square miles. It's 58% contained, and the CZU Lightning Complex burning in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties, 132 square miles have burned. That flame is 35% contained. A spare the air alert has been issued for today through tomorrow. The forecast for the next few days is mostly partly to mostly sunny. There is very little or no rain in the forecast. Winds remain about 20 miles per hour afternoons. Last Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom has unveiled a new system to replace the state's COVID-19 watch list. It's a four-tiered color-coded approach with purple for widespread restrictions, red for substantial restrictions, orange for moderate restrictions, and yellow for minimal restrictions.
We don't put up green because we don't believe that there is a green light. It just says go back to the way things were or back to the pre-pandemic mindset.
The new system requires counties to meet and report metrics. Under the old system, a county could attest or give its word that it was meeting benchmarks. Counties must also spend 3 weeks in a category before moving to the next restrictive tier. Of California's 58 counties, only three, Alpine, Modoc, and Tuolumne, are in the yellow or minimal category. Sacramento is one of the 38 counties in the purple or widespread tier. You can see the tiers and check out your county at capradio.org. Three decisions were made late last week by California leaders to reduce pollution and to curb climate change, Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Ports, energy, and electric cars. The California Public Utilities Commission voted to require utilities to better account for the impact of climate change. The decision means utilities will have to develop internal climate change teams to assess climate vulnerability. The commission also voted in favor of an electric vehicle infrastructure program for Southern California Edison. It means planting 40,000 new charging stations across Southern California over 4 years. Lastly, the California Air Resources Board voted to clean up pollution from idling ships at ports. Over the next decade, ships will be required to unplug upon arrival or have a device that captures pollution. Plugging in one ship for a day and turning off its engine is like taking 33,000 cars off the roads for that day. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.